Welcome to the Larry Kreider's Leadership Podcast. Larry is the author of over 40 books, the founder of Dove International, a worldwide family of churches and ministries in six continents, and has over 50 years of leadership experience. He and his guests will share inspirational leadership insights from their journey with God. These insights, gleaned from serving leaders in many nations, will transform your life and leadership. For more information on Larry's books and resources, visit LarryKreider.com.
Welcome to the Larry Kreider Leadership Podcast. Larry Kreider here. And today I've got something in my heart and very special that I want to share with you, something I'm walking through personally, and it has to do with seasons of our lives. And I want to talk to you for a few minutes, whether you're in leadership or whether you're a new Christian, regardless of what your role in life is if we can understand that life comes in seasons and embrace the seasons we're in, especially embrace God in the seasons we're in, it can be a great blessing for us and for those who are around us. So let me talk to you for a minute about seasons. Now, I live in Pennsylvania. I know there's some of you from many different parts of the world listening to this podcast. And we have four seasons here, four very distinct seasons. We have a winter season. It's kind of a hard season, cold season. We have snow here. Then we go into a spring season. I love spring. You see light at the end of the tunnel. Things are changing for the better. Kind of an on-ramp for summer, because summer then is a time of blessing and prosperity. It's a time of crops growing, and it's a great season, summer. But we have all these seasons. And then we go from there into the fall season or autumn season, which is an initial harvest, but then things begin to get a bit difficult again. It's an off-ramp for winter again. So we have these four seasons. I know some places I go in the world, like East Africa, for example, there's two seasons. There's a rainy season and there's a dry season. But I want to talk to you about the seasons of life that we go through and things that God has been showing me over the years, things I'm learning right now, and share with you then personally some things God's doing in my life right now that I think would be a blessing for us all to understand. So let me share with you just very briefly three things I've learned about seasons, because life comes in seasons. And the first thing I've learned is we need to embrace our present season, especially embrace God in our present season, and then receive grace for this season, because the present season will not last forever. Whether you're in a good season, a hard season, or in between somewhere, the season is probably a season. God's with us in every season, which is so powerful. Ecclesiastes says it like this in chapter 3. It says, there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. And then verse 11, he has made everything beautiful in his time. That's Ecclesiastes 1 and 11. Read it again. There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. He has made everything beautiful in its time, or in its season, obviously. Yeah, one of my favorite verses is James chapter 1, verses 2, 3, and 4. It says, count it all joy when you face various trials. And then it goes on to say, the trying of your faith produces patience. Some things we'll never learn unless we go through some harder seasons. That's how we learn. And Hebrews 12, verse 2 says, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, for the joy set before him. Jesus endured the cross. Jesus endured all he went through for us, because he recognized he was in one season and he's moving to another season, and he realized it's for the joy set before him he endured the cross, scorning the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So we need to understand, you know, and again, often we end up looking at hard seasons and we love the good seasons and we know the on-ramps and the off-ramps of these seasons, but we need to realize that change is always on its way. It's like a coin, you know, with two sides. Life has a way of changing from one side to the other side of the coin. And so we need to embrace God today. We embrace our season we're in right now, and we also embrace God in our season right now. And I love 2 Corinthians 6, 2. It says, now today is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. So as I look at my life, I went through so many different seasons, but I realized, And on this point, the first thing I'm sharing with you is life comes in seasons. We all need to embrace our present season and receive grace for this season, because it won't last forever. Whether it's in a good season or a hard season, it will not last forever, because as I said, change is always on its way. I love 1 Corinthians 15:10. By the grace of God, I am what I am. His grace to me, his divine energy, you know, who God is, he gives grace. His grace was not without effect. No, I work harder than them all, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. God gives us grace for every season we're in. And I'm in a harder season now than I was, let's say, 10 years ago. 10 years ago, I was in a much easier season. But, you know, we walk in the seasons that God's given us. He received grace for the season he's given us. And, you know, it's like this. You receive grace from God like you receive a gift from a friend. You tell the Lord, "Lord, I received grace from you for this season of my life, and I know this season will prepare me for seasons that are down the road." So God is good. We can trust him. That's what Proverbs 4 says in verse 31. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it, flows from our hearts. So in our hearts, we receive grace. We walk in grace for the season we're in. You know, we can't control what happens around us, but we can control what happens inside. You know, you and I cannot control how people may treat us or what they say about us, but we can control how we respond to what they do or what they say. So, you know, we all have certain seasons we like more than others, but let's make sure that we walk with God, receive his grace in the season that we are in right now. Sometimes I find you just need to stand. You're not sure what's going on in your life. You know, Paul said it like this in Ephesians 6:13. He said, "Having done all, you stand." And there's times we just need to stand and say, "This guy has given me grace for the season, and there's more seasons coming. I look forward to that, but I'm not going to waste this season." And so don't waste your season. Second thing, very briefly, is never allow your present season or past season to define who you are. That is so important. I'm going to say it again. Never allow your present season or your past season to define who you are. We have all gone through stuff in our lives, and if we get stuck in that season, we'll allow that to define who we are now. No, the truth is, if we've received Christ as Lord, we are a forgiven child of God, the living God we serve, and that is who we are. In Psalms 103:12 is one of my favorite verses. "As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. We're forgiven children of God." You know, when bad things happen, sometimes people think, "Well, I'm a bad person." No, we're not. It's just bad things happen. It's a sign that bad things are happening. That's all. And, you know, we've all made mistakes. We've all gone through hard times. Some of us go through health issues. Some of us go through relationship issues. And some of us go through mistakes we've made. But, you know, just because you fail at things, you're not a failure. Thomas Edison's, you know, his teachers told him he was too stupid to learn anything. He was told he had made 1,000 failures trying to invent a light bulb. His response, "I did not fail 1,000 times. The light bulb was an invention with 1,000 steps." I like that. I think it's so true. Henry Ford said it like this. Ford Motor Company, he said this, "Failure provides the opportunity to begin again more intelligently." So, all of us can look back at our lives and realize we've gone through some hard times, we made some mistakes, did some stupid things, but we never allow our present season or past season to define who we are. We allow God to define who we are. We allow the Word of God to define who we are. We are sons and daughters of the living God. So don't change what you believe according to what season you're in. The Word of God is truth regardless of your present season. You know, Joseph went through all these seasons, yet, you know, I often say he was in a pit, he was in a prison, he was in a palace, but God was with him in these areas. So whether you feel like you're in a pit or you're in a prison or a palace, God's with you in this season, and you will not be in this season forever. But now, I do want to say this. We can be in parallel seasons, you know, and parallel tracks at the same time. You might be in an amazing season in your family and a hard season at work. Or amazing season, you might be an amazing season spiritually, but you're having a hard time with a relationship or whatever. So you can be in parallel tracks also. Just keep dreaming in your heart. Don't give up on your God-given dreams because your circumstances have turned upside down. You don't know what God will do in your next season. It's going to be good. Third thing, very briefly, learn all you can in your present season and begin to prepare for your next season as the Lord conforms you into the image of Christ. That's what it's all about. God's making us more like Jesus. So again, number three, learn all you can in your present season and begin to prepare for your next season as the Lord conforms you into the image of Christ. Let's learn all we can. Let's be confident God is working. I love Romans 8:28. Learned this when I was a young man. God's main purpose for us is to prepare us and form us for eternity and to conform us into the image of Christ. And of course, the scripture says that clearly. And all things work together for good to those who love God, those who are called according to his purpose. And then verse 29, for those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. God is making us more like Jesus. Many years ago, someone said to me, they said, how do you sculpt an elephant? And I said, well, I don't know. They said, well, here's what I learned. You take a big piece of rock, and the sculptor chips away anything that does not look like an elephant, and you end up with an elephant. And that's what happens in our lives. How do you become more like Jesus? God is chipping off everything in my life and your life that does not look like Jesus so we can be conformed to the image of Christ. That's who our God is. So learn all you can in the present season. God's preparing you for the future. And I find when I've taught all over the world in leadership, I find thing that people often like the most is mistakes we've made and just being honest about the mistakes we've made. But, you know, during the times of greatest mistakes is the time that God gives the greatest blessing because we can trust him. And again, the word of God works in every season. Paul told Timothy, preach the word of God, be instant in season, out of season, 2 Timothy 4 and verse 2. In other words, be consistent. The word of God works in every season of our lives. And I years ago wrote a book called Passing the 21 Tests of Leadership. And it was interesting, you know, in those tests of leadership, many of those tests I learned in about 2 or 3 year period of my own life personally, when I went through some difficult times as a leader of a church of a couple thousand people and just learning how does all that work. But looking back now, I'm so grateful for what I learned during that time because God gave grace for that season and he gave grace for many seasons after that and up until this time of my life. You know, farmers understand this. They understand working in season. There's time for planting, resting, watering, harvesting, and a lot of preparatory work required in order to reap a harvest. But we got to learn just to be consistent. And those who are too lazy to plow in the right season will have no food in the harvest, the Bible says in Proverbs 20. That's why we need to be consistent in every season. So begin to prepare now for your next season. You say, God, what are you doing for the future? I don't know what's going on now, but I know one thing. I know that you are working in my life, you're working in my heart, and you've changed my life in the past, you'll continue to change in the future, and I know that I can trust you. So now for a future crop, and I love the scripture, Matthew 6:34, very familiar. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So saying day after day, Lord, I'm trusting you today, regardless of what happened last week or last month or last year. I'm believing God for good seasons in the future, and you can embrace the Lord's process, and you can embrace the Lord. He is the God of the process, and I'm so grateful to God that in my short lifetime, I've been able to see that happen again and again and again and again and again. And remember, you say, what if I messed up? He's the God of the second chance. Remember Jonah, he had a second chance, and God will give you a second chance. He gives me lots of second chances. And we simply know that the Bible says the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. God gave him a second chance, and he'll do that for us. So do not grow weary in doing good, for in due season, the Bible says, Galatians 6:9, in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So whenever you sow, you will get a crop, and that's why farmers keep planting, even if they lose a whole year's work, you know, due to, you know, hail or some kind of events in nature, floods or droughts or whatever, they go back and plant again because they know God is faithful and we can trust him. I want to read one more scripture that's really meant a lot to me over the years on this whole area of seasons, and I want to share with you personally what God is doing in my life right now. Psalms 1:1-3. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way the sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers. In verse 2, but whose delight is the law of the Lord, who meditates on it day and night. That person, the one who believes the word of God, the one who takes the word of God and memorizes it, and we let that roll around in our minds and live by the word of God, that person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, whose leaf does not wither, and whatever they do prospers. I love that. And that's what God's called you to be. That's what God's called me to be. And whether you're young, middle-aged, or old, this applies to all of us. And let's remember these three areas of our lives and just trust God to continue to work in us and through us in these areas. Number one, life comes in seasons, and we need to embrace our present season, receive grace for the season. It will not last forever. You can trust God. It will not last forever. He promises that. Never allow your present season, number two, or past season to define who you are. That's so important. I meet people and they say, well, I am. And then they talk about what they went through in the past. No, you are a child of the living God. When you receive Jesus, you're a child of the living God. And you can trust him. And then number three, the third area that we talked about briefly is learn all you can in your present season and begin to prepare for your next season as the Lord conforms you into the image of Christ. Now, I told you I'm going to share with you personally from my own heart. Let me just take a moment and do that now. I find I'm moving into a new season personally. And some of you know that a year and a half ago, I was, after 8 years of training and processing and praying, I was able to train the next international director for Dove International and been very blessed by that whole process. And Merle Shank's done a great job with that. So it's a year and a half ago, technically, I retired or began to retire, whatever you call that. You never retire from God. But I no longer had the responsibilities. That was really, really good. So now I'm looking at, after a year and a half, I'm looking at, this has gone so well. What's the next thing God's called me to do? I love to write. I've written you know, a bunch of books. I love that. You know, I just love to help people. I love to help leaders, and I just love to help people hear the voice of God and know how to pray and on and on. And so, but I realized that of all the things I'm doing, I need to make some changes. And the first change, one of the changes I'm making is that I'm going to take a break from podcasting for this next season. And I want to focus on ways I can be most effective to help God's people as we build his kingdom together. And I've loved podcasting. I've had the privilege of more than 180 episodes, four seasons, people from 170 plus nations. It's just been wonderful interviewing people who love Jesus, who are great leaders in the body of Christ from different parts of the world. So grateful for all that. But I feel like it's time to take a break. I want to be most effective during this next season of my life. So thankful for my daughter, Katrina, who's been my podcast producer, done a fantastic job. So this will be the last podcast for this season. You say, am I coming back? I might be. I haven't decided yet. I'm going to hear from God and do what God tells me to do. I know I'm going to continue to minister to the body of Christ. I'm going to continue to I may do more podcasts in the future. I'm just not sure yet. I want to pray through that. I will continue to blog on a regular basis. I continue to write articles and books. And you can check out LarryCarter.com anytime. And by the way, it's more than 180 different episodes. You can listen to it anytime. And go to LarryCarter.com. You can find that at any time. And but I find in the midst of the season that I'm in right now, it's just time to take a break, lay some things down, and see what God says in the future. So I may interview a leader sporadically during the future, or I may just lay it down. I don't know, but I do know one thing. I'm called to help the body of Christ and called to help you. And so you can keep checking out LarryCarter.com and get more and more updates in the future. But this will be the last podcast as we have known it in the past. But I may be maybe back adding to that or starting another podcast. Who knows? But LarryCarter.com will have the details. So God bless you. I know many have listened from many different nations. It's been such a joy to share my heart with you and to sit down with leaders who are doing amazing things in the body of Christ that can be a great blessing to you, help you with leadership. And I do feel called to help leaders in the body of Christ. I also feel called to help anyone who just wants to grow in God, wants to know more about Jesus and know how they can walk with God and hear his voice clearly. And remember, you're in a season right now. I'm in a season right now. And God is teaching us in our season now, preparing us for the future. Check out the show notes today. And again, God bless you and have an amazing, amazing season of your life as God prepares you for the best things that are yet to come. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Larry Crider's Leadership Podcast. If you want more information about any of Larry's books, daily devotionals, small group resources, or any other teachings, go to LarryCrider.com.